When we're done, we have to press two.
Okay.
Two
you'll show me. Okay. So packet 17 is Birya, the first packet on Birya. We're starting to spend two shurim as the minhag has become, but we're just going to sum it up, try to do that in one walkhazara right here. So on the sheet, there's, I guess, four like basic points. I mean, two is the biggest, but the first basic point is that what is the halacha of Birya and why does it exist? So the halacha of Birya is that there's a complete entity that's asur, so it's not batel. Right? Why? Why did the Chacham do this? So the Rizvan Chulin on Daf Kof points out that since on a deraisa level there's a concept of Birya, not in Yisra Heter, but in Chi of Malchus, if someone eats an entire Yisra, a complete bug, right? A complete Abiria, Helchi Chai Malchus. So since we see the Torah is Machshavit, Le'inyan Malchus, so therefore the Chachamim were Machshavit also Le'inyan Bittel and Le'inyan Isser, that it should also not be Batel, it should have the Chashivus. Since the Torah gave a Chashivus Le'inyan Malchus, the Chachamim gave a Chashivus Le'inyan Isser Veheter, and therefore it's not Batel. Okay, that's the. And the Gemara, right? The Gemara of Zion pointed out that you saw that you get Malchus by a Birya for eating it. That was Gemara in Malchus. And Malchus Tafi Yimu Yedzayan. But the Ritva shows that that's the Kain Daraisa, that the common paralleled pattern there's din of Birya after. Okay? So that means that Midaraisa there's Kain Malchus, Midarabanon is not Batel in Tarumas. Now, just as a idea, there's a Rash. Rashi and Trumos, which basically says that it goes to the whole Cheshbon that a Birya is Batel in Tavsaf Kof Samach, which is 960. Okay, he has a Cheshbon, and that's his Maskon. Okay, that's the idea. Now, the second part is something happened here. I don't know if that's me or
not. Ignore it.
Yeah, okay. So the second part of the Shir is, I guess the main part, is that what is a Birya? What are the Tnoim? What are the conditions that something could fit the bill that it is a Birya and therefore it will not be Batel? So different Rishonim have slightly different criteria, but this is the one that we pass in like the Shulchan Aruch. This is how it comes out in Shulchan Aruch. So criteria number one is that it has to be a Birya's Neshama or Chiyas. Another way of saying it has to have come from something which was alive. As opposed to, let's say, Chita, wheat, or something that was Aser, or Orla, or something like that, that was never alive. So therefore, it was never part of a living organism, like a breathing living organism, so therefore that will not be a Birya. It has to have come from a Birya's Neshama. Number two, yeah, oh, part of that is like, even if it's part of it, like let's say, Gid Hanoshe, so that was part of a living animal, right? Even though it's only a Gid, but it was part of a so that's also considered a Birya's Neshama. Okay, the second thing, which is what we spent the most time, was it has to be an Aser Mitzchilas Briyasa. It has to be Aser from its inception. From the time it was introduced to the world, it was already Aser. So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rishonim, as opposed to things like an Avela or a Shor Niskal, anything where the Iser came on later on, right? The Iser Avela only happened after it was shot, right? It wasn't shested, someone shot it. So therefore now it's an Avela, so that's not a Birya, because it didn't start its life as an Avela. It started as a living animal, and it's an Avela was superimposed on it. Okay? Now, the Shach says, even though the Shulchan Aruch says Avela, but Kol Shekein, certainly a Trefa. Trefa is an animal which is not well, it's sick, it has a mum inside that it would, you know, it's not a healthy animal. So the Shach says, certainly a Trefa would be you know, not also mitzchilas briyaso. So the Gilgamesh Rashi says, what's the kol shekein that the Shach says? Why is it should say hu adinami? Likewise, a trefa. Why does the Shach say kol shekein trefa? What's like the kol shekein? Makes it sound like there's a difference between nevela and trefa. Like you would have had a hava mina that nevela may be a birya. Well, yeah, but even if it happened later, let's say it became sick later.
A trefa is also wild. It's living.
Okay, but it didn't start out that way.
Yeah, but as opposed to an avail, which is
so,
only
okay. But that's, right, but it's not also mitzvah, that's for us though. So, but the Lashon L'Shachan Aruch, or the Shach rather, is called Shekhan Trefa, implying that it's more mistaber that Trefa would be not a Biria than Nevela. There is some type of mistaber that Nevela would be considered a Biria that doesn't apply to Trefa, which isn't true. Right? So what is that svar? So the Gemara in Rashi says, you would have had a Havamina that maybe Nevela should be also Mitzvah Biria also, because it's the same Isser of Eino Zavuach. What's the Isser of an animal that's alive? Why can't you eat a live animal? It wasn't shechted properly. Well, this animal, which was shat, why can't you eat it? It wasn't shechted properly. It was shat, right? Or clubbed, right? Didn't have the heksher shechita. So you'd have a havamina to say that it's the same Isser, mitzvah b'riyaso, and now it's the Isser of eno zavuch, an Isser of not properly shechted. So therefore, we don't say that. But that's the havamina that you might have thought, and that's why it's a kol shekein trefa, meaning nevela, it's a chiddush that it's not a birya. Certainly trefa doesn't, it's not that chiddush. Lamaisa, both nevela and trefa are not biryas. This Gemara in Rashi is just explaining the Lashon L'Shach as to what the havamina could have possibly been, that nevela would have been a birya more than a trefa. Okay, edification. No nafkamina and halacha, they're both not periods. Okay, now the machlokas we had regarding this was between the Plesi and the Chavistas. The Plesi, famous Plesi, he wants to say, according to the Sheis, that shrotzim, that bugs, right, maybe they shouldn't be periods. Why shouldn't it be a period? Because the halacha is by a sheretz that if, let's say a sheretz is formed in, let's say, a food, which is decaying, right? And then the microorganisms will become macroorganisms, and then they have all these bugs, right? Halacha is, midaraisa, that's not asur, unless it leaves the fruit and it goes into the shoritz al ha'aretz. Kozman, it doesn't leave the fruit, it's not asur. Right? So look, says the Plesi, when it was born, was it asur? No, it was born on the apple. Right? When did the Isser happen? When it crawled off the apple and it was Shoritz al Ha'aretz. It went off the apple and it crawled on the ground. Then the Isser happened. So says the Plesi, you see that it wasn't Asur Mitzvah Brioso. And therefore, since it's not Asur Mitzvah Brioso, it shouldn't be a Birya. And therefore, if some of these bugs get mixed into the flour, they should be Batel. Because it doesn't have the Chumra of Birya in a Batel. So says the Plesi. Okay? Now, the Plesi, again, in those times, there was big infestations. They always were looking for these stadim lahakel, for people to eat basic bread, right? So this is the Plesi's einfal, his chaf, that shrutzim are not purius, and not also mitzvahs b'riyaso. The Chavistas quotes this Plesi and argues, and he says that it's a misunderstanding of this criteria of also mitzvahs b'riyaso. Asur mitzvahs b'riyaso is just a way of saying something which is intrinsically asur, that it's asur machmas atzmo. It's not asur because of a different isur is superimposed on it. That it intrinsically is asur. 99% of things that are intrinsically asur are asur mitzvahs b'riyaso. So that's just a way of saying it. Asur mitzvahs b'riyaso. Yeah, meaning because those things are generally things which are asur machmas atzmo. They weren't like mutter and a different isser was superimposed on it. It's not like it was a healthy animal and now I turned it into a nevela, I turned it into a trefa. But when it comes to a bug, the bug is intrinsically usser. It's usser machmas asmo. There's a clause that says the isser kicks in when it crawls on the ground. But once that happens, it's usser machmas asmo. It's not that it's a superimposed isser. It's not like this bug is really mutter, and I'm throwing a. It's not like shoritz al ha'aretz is like a. It's something I'm superimposing on the bug. That the bug is usher. So says the Chavistas. So isur mitzvahs b'riyaso is just a convenient way of expressing the idea of usher machmas atzmo. But usher machmas atzmo is the real criteria, and therefore these bugs are usher machmas atzmo, and therefore they are b'riyas and they are not batel, even though. Technically, in the halacha, they're not also until the shoritz al ha'aretz, but the criteria is also machmas atzmo. These guys fit the bill, therefore there are birias and inobazel. And therefore, if you have a birria, that one of these bugs, and you know it falls into a big sack of flour, the whole sack is ulcer, because that birria is not batel. Okay? So that was the discussion we had regarding ulcer mitzvahs b'riyaso.
That would be even according to the placey, or not? Sack of flour.
No, the place is chedesh. I mean, the place Lamaisa says don't be makel, but his svara is that since that bug was not also mitzchilas briyaso, it was only also 5 minutes after its bria. It was born on the apple.
Right.
It wasn't, so therefore it's not a din of birya and it will be batel. Right. As opposed to the Chavos Nasr, which says it will not be batel.
Right.
Okay, the third criteria, we didn't really discuss so much, but it has to be something which is like a shalim dika thing in the way that if you would chop it up, it would lose its name. So, for instance, if you take a git hanasha and you cut it, now I don't call this a git hanasha. I call this a piece of a git hanasha. I call this a chatichas basar, a chaticha. So once that happens, then it's not chashev anymore. Meaning it has to be something which is chashev that it's. The hashivas is that it is, it's if when you cut it up, it's still called the same thing, that shows that it was never, doesn't have the hashivas. So for instance, chelev, right? Chelev, if you chop the chelev up, okay. I call it just a smaller piece of chelev, but it's the same name, it's called chelev. So that means that chelev doesn't have the hashivas of something which is not going to be bought up, because v'haraya, how chashev could it be if I chop it up and now I have two pieces of chelev? Again, I know it's just chashev because it's chashev in its in the birya state. Because when I chop it up, it's not a git hanosha anymore. It's a chatichas git. That's what you call it. So it's something which, to be a birya, has to be something which, if you would chop it up, it will not be, the two pieces will not be called by the same name. It only has its name when it's in its entirety. So that shows that the entirety is a chashev zach. And that's why that it won't be batal. Because look, it's so chashev that it's chashev as it is. And if I chop it, it loses its chashivas. So that shows that it indicates the chashivas of the shalim dechafim. As opposed to chelev, which, even if have a piece of chelev, it's a whole piece of chelev, it came from a live animal. Yeah, but if I chop it up into five pieces, I'll still say, I have five pieces of chelev. So that shows that the shleimus of the chelev is not chashuk. Okay?
If a rob got a shayla.
Oh, we can discuss it after.
A piece of git hanosha versus a piece of chelev.
Because it's how people relate to it. It's a subjective thing, how people relate to it. What do people call it? If people view it as a chaticha, then people relate to the whole thing as a chashev azach, and therefore it's not batel. If people relate to it as you know, just one piece of chelev, two pieces of chelev, that shows that chelev, the fact that it's a shalim d'chelev is not chashev. So Chazal tell us there are certain things that people relate to as a shalim thing, and certain things that they relate to, even if it's in small pieces, Chazal tell us that it's still basically called the same thing. It's not subjective for every guy to make a decision, but this is how the Chachamim, you know, taught it to us, but based on how people view it. And the fourth criteria is something which is pretty obvious, but needs to be said, and that the birya is only in a bottle when it is complete. That's the definition of a birya. It's a complete thing. If, let's say, it's missing an aver, let's say it's a bug and its head is chopped off, or it's chopped up and it's not in its shleimusik a thing, then it's not a birya anymore, and it'll be a bottle. Right? It's only in a bottle when it is shalim. Right? So if I have a bug and I chop the bug in half, right? Or part of the bug falls off, meaning the head falls off of the bug, right? So now it's not a birya anymore because it's not the shalim tikka bug.
So why isn't the ground only has three dimensions? Why is it that, I guess,
right, I guess this is, I mean,
it's more obvious.
Yeah, I mean, you have to see. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting like a lot of different.
Yeah.
If you find the book,
yeah.
Say, oh, this is in the picture.
Right.
Why are we about to assume that it wasn't Shulchan Aruch?
But now it's not. Now it's Batel.
Yeah, but when it was cooked in there, it was whole.
Okay, but now it's Batel.
Fruit is a piece of Ever Menachai. He chops off a bite and he gives it to Shimon. Now, is Shimon eating a shlema or is he eating a partial?
Well, probably part. He's not eating. Meaning so, the guy did the favor of chopping off part of it.
So okay. We don't go back with
him. Yeah, I mean, now. What is it now? Is it Batel now? Okay, and then the. I guess this kind of relates to the third part here. And the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf. What? Dalit. It wrote Dalit across that thing. It's very easy to remember, by the way. I assume Kuf is Birya because it's a hundred. It's like a shalim bika number. So that's Hilchos Birya. Makes sense. Okay. And then the next thing is Chatzichro Liskabi. That's Kuf Aleph, right? Because that's like super. That's like, okay. Fine. Just mnemonics. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf, it's Dalit. So it says that if you have Yerokos, you have some cooked vegetables, and then you find three tolam, you find three bugs in there. So even though you took out those bugs, one, two, three, took them out, so they're not there anymore. But the whole thing is usher because, as the Shach points out, you have to assume that if I found three, it's chuchsak that there are more there. And since they're cooked and these vegetables are kind of like a mush and I can't really check it, all the vegetables are usher.
Unless you hold like the place, either.
Yeah, but.
Right?
But we're not assuming like the placey.
Huh?
Right, either we're not assuming like the placey.
Right.
Or it's a bug that was
not
born on the ground. Right. Born, not born on the
ground. It was first on the ground and then it seeped into the vegetable.
Right.
See, that's the normal case now.
Yeah, not all bugs are born on fruits.
Yeah. Right.
The placey's case he was talking about in the Tfuah, but okay, but important to realize, also could be an obvious point, that let's say if it's in a liquid, right? So let's say the vegetables. I can't eat the vegetables or mush, but I want to eat the vegetable soup. So what could I do? I could strain out the vegetable soup, strain the vegetable soup, so any bugs will be strained out. Now I have soup, right? So now there's no problem with eating the soup, because what's the problem? There's no beer in it. Maybe there's tam, right? So it's probably a tam of gam. But even if it would be a tam of shvach, it would be bottle, because a birya is not batel. Tam birya is batel. There's no chashivas to tam birya. The chashivas is to the birya itself, the entity itself. So in this case with the bug, it's probably no sin tam v'kam. But even if it's no sin tam v'shvach, it's only tam. So remember, birya is, just think, remember, like when they ate malchus, they didn't give malchus in the Torah for eating tam. It was for, a guy ate a whole bug. He got malchus for that. So the chashivas is, it's the dover chashiv that makes an apotel. So the chashivas is when it's a complete thing. Tam is not a dover chashiv that you say it's not going to be vata. So that's just an important point. Don't get confused between the actual birya and the tam birya. And then the last Indian, which I think we spoke about, just nothing to do with your day really, but also a birya comes up in a third context. So we had by Malchus, and then we had an R sugya of Yerodeya. And now in Hilchos Brachos. In Bracha Achrona it comes up as well, because there's a Yerushalmi that's mashma that if someone eats a birya, even though it's less than a kezayis, he still has to make a Bracha Achrona. Generally, you only make a Bracha Achrona if you eat a kezayis. But let's say someone eats a grape, and it's a small grape. It's not he eats one grape, right? And it's sholim, right? So it's mashma from Yerushalmi, Tosus quotes in Sukkah, it's mashma from Yerushalmi, that there'd be a chiv bracha achrona on that. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Yud, Sif Beis, in Arachayim, obviously, in Hilchos Brachos, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a suffik. It's a suffik bracha achrona. If someone has one, you know, whatever, one rimon seed or one grape, and it's less than a kezayis, but since it's a birya, it's shalim, so therefore it's a suffik bracha achrona. And therefore, he says, you should be Zahir, don't do that. Meaning, he says, Zahir, don't eat birya is less than a kezayis. If you want to eat it, have more than a kezayis. This way you get out of your bracha shailos. Assuming you're having an afternoon.
If you cut it in half.
in a meal. Right.
If you want a rib, or if you cut it in half, right. It's not a shoulder.
Like a day to take out the pit.
Right. Okay, so the pit has a, let me get into the pit thing. So Rama basically says, if you take out the pit, it's not a shalim anymore.
It's not the problem if you take
out the pit. Writes that, even though that's from Yerushalmi. Not, okay, but we didn't really go into that. Okay, meanwhile,